Well, hello again. This is Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you to our class today. This will be our number 13th class in this study that we are on in the ABCs of Christian Growth, which is study number 19D, and it's the fifth study in the letter S in the ABCs of series. And we're talking about the soul, and what the Bible has to say, and what truths it teaches us concerning a soul. There's a lot of different opinions and a lot of different fairy tales and all sorts of business in the world today concerning what a soul is, and everybody's got their own imagination about souls and make cartoons and all the animated stuff concerning souls and where souls go. They got some ridiculous stuff going on the computers now concerning what they say. I mean, be careful. Just because somebody says that the Bible says, and then they never quote Scripture, that's a funny thing. Because there's a lot of people on that are saying things about eternity and about salvation and about leaving their body and coming back and going and talking to Jesus and Jesus sending them with a message and all sorts of. Listen, folks, Jesus don't send nobody with no messages now except for the preachers and the teachers of this dispensation. The way that the Lord communicates with people nowadays is through His Word. And if you want to know something about the Lord and you want to know what the Lord thinks about something and what the mind of the Lord is, you got to go to His Word to get it. There are no personal revelations going on during this dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God. It's not there and it's not happening. Now, people say it is, and people say they've done this, and they've done that, and they got these big stories and all this sort of business and stuff like that, but you got to compare it to the Word of God and what the Word of God says. And you got to be careful about what people say. Well, God's Word says this, and they tell you what for instance, there was this one that I just seen the other day. They say that the Bible teaches that when people die now, they leave their body and they go into a sleep. And they go into a sleep and they go into a temporal place where they sleep. That's a lie. That's not what the Bible teaches at all. That's not at all what the Bible teaches. And they say this is what the Bible says. But they take a few scriptures and they pull them out of context and they make them say what they want them to say. And then they put all this animation and all this artificial intelligence and all this sort of business, mix it all up real pretty, and then to get you to believe a lie. And that's exactly what they are, is lies. That's why it's so very important for you to be in God's Word, to study it, and to compare Scripture with Scripture. Because there are many, many things. The Bible says in the last days, deceivers shall come, deceiving and being deceived. There's deceit all over the place, and it's very possible for you to be deceived if you don't back it up by the Word of God. Everything. Somebody says something about what the Bible says, you go check that Bible. You go check the Word of God, and if it doesn't say it, they're a liar. The Bible says, let God be true and every man a liar. If any man says anything or woman says anything or child says anything or angels or principalities or anybody comes and says anything that's contrary to the written Word of God, they are liars. And you're not to believe them, not even consider their what they say. You're to put it away, dismiss it. And not accept it at all. I'm saying all this because it just there's so many people saying so many things concerning the soul out there. And they're mixing people all up, all over the place. There's been no animation in our study. We've been 12 studies into this thing about the soul and studying what the Bible has to say about the soul. And you've not heard me say one time about what I think about the soul. And I do have my opinions about the soul, but they line up with the Word of God. I believe what God says. And everything that we've been talking about in relation to the soul, for instance, a couple studies ago, the soul in relation to sin. there's a lot of stories out there about whether the soul having to do with sin, and that's a subject out there. But it's not true, what they're teaching, because it doesn't line up with the Scriptures. But ours lines up with the Scriptures because that's all we are reading is the Scriptures. We're not even considering anything else. We're reading the Scriptures and what the Scriptures say. And then leaving that and believing God's Word. And go believing. And you can't go wrong with that. You can't go wrong with that. So I said all that just to be very careful, brothers and sisters. Today we're going to go back into our study of the soul. And the subject that we're going to be on this time is going to be a short one because not just because that's the way it's going to be. I'm going to recap just a little bit what we've talked about on the last two classes, just so it will lead us into this next portion. And we're going to talk about a soul in relation to soul winning. Soul winning. If there's such thing as soul winning, then there's such thing as a soul that needs to be won. And if there's such thing as a soul that needs to be won, there's such things as souls that are lost. Did you get that? So, a couple classes ago, that's what we taught on. That's what we went to the Word of God about, was a soul in relation to sin. Do souls sin? Yes. Souls sin and are of sinners, the Bible teaches. A soul can sin against its own self. A soul can, and that does sin against wisdom, wrongs itself. A soul can be in trouble, like, woe unto my soul because of its sin. A soul is part of a transgressor. A soul can delight in abominations. A soul can be polluted. A soul can be abominable and commit an abomination. These are the things that the Bible teaches. A soul can be beguiling and unstable. A soul can be affected by evil men. A soul can desire and do evil even against itself. A soul can swear with their lips. A soul can lust and be affected by fleshly lusts. And after we learned that, then we went into a portion, the soul in relation to salvation. We left and found out and went believing that a soul is sinful. Okay. And then we went into a soul in relation to salvation because it lines and falls right in line with a soul being sinful. If a soul is sinful, it needs a way out of being sinful. How can a soul be righteous? And then we went into the soul in relation to salvation. And we found out the Bible teaches that a soul must be born again. And a soul can put its faith in something. That's encouraging, isn't it? A soul is saved by believing. These are Bible doctrines. This is Bible truth. I'm glad it is because I need salvation, don't you? Because my soul is sinful. The Bible told me the truth about my soul. And then it told me how to get out of it. A soul is saved by believing. Souls need and have to be atoned for. The Bible teaches that a soul's redemption is precious. That's God's opinion about a soul. God doesn't hate souls. God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. The Lord said He doesn't take any pleasure in the soul that dies, in somebody that perishes. A soul's redemption is precious. A soul that is saved has a shepherd and a bishop, our Lord Jesus Christ. A soul that has Jesus as its hope is anchored, and we are anchored, because Jesus has done everything for us. What Jesus did completely and utterly cleared the path in every avenue for us, getting back to God and our souls being righteous again. Because of what Jesus done in His righteousness. A soul can be redeemed out of adversity and distress. A soul can be delivered. And then, after studying that, concerning a soul in relation to salvation, the last thing that we read was that a soul can be delivered, and it needs to be delivered, and it's precious, and that it should be delivered, and it needs to be born again. All right, well, let's go into today's study. A soul in relation to soul winning. what does the Bible teach having to do with a soul? That's what our study's about, is about the soul. A soul in relation to soul winning. Well, the first thing is, a soul that wins other souls is wise. It's wise. Does the Bible teach that? Well, in Psalm chapter 126 and verse 5 and 6, the Bible says, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. A soul that wins other souls is wise. The Bible says there is such thing as a soul being burdened for other souls. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Now, why would the Bible say something like that? That he that winneth souls is wise? Well, first of all, if somebody that wins souls, then the first thing is that the souls must need winning. There are souls that are lost, and they need to be won. And the Bible says in a soul in relation to soul winning, the fruit of the righteous, what righteous souls bear, is a tree of life. And he that winneth souls is wise. Yes, a soul that wins other souls is wise. A soul that has been born again, it is built in you somewhere, some way. The Bible says that we have a built-in love for the brethren. Not unsaved people, not the world, not the devil and his crowd, for the brethren, the body of Christ. If you're born again, God the Holy Ghost, the love of Christ in you automatically makes you love the brethren, the other born-again souls. And you have in you a burden that's built in there because of what happened to your soul, naturally, that you've been born again, and all that Christ has done for you and all the hope that you have now, it's natural for you to care about other souls because you know the penalty and what's going to happen to them if they're not saved and they are not won. A soul that wins other souls is wise. Daniel chapter 12 and verse 3, the Bible says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Yes, a soul that wins other souls is wise. What are we talking about? We're talking about a soul in relation to soul winning. And that's not all. What else? Well, a soul can be won. A soul can be won. Now, we know, of course, and we don't argue with that God the Holy Ghost is the one, and the Word of God is the one that draws people and the one that bears the fruit and wins the soul. We know that. But we are tools and vessels that God uses, and what a privilege and an honor it is that we can talk to people and lead them to Christ through the same avenue that we were won. A soul can be won. You can win people to the Lord Jesus Christ and lead them to be born again. Proverbs chapter 11 and verse 30, the Bible says, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Why would it say he that winneth souls is wise if it was not possible for a soul to win souls? It is possible. And most of you listening to this have probably already been involved some way form, either it be through prayer, either it be through knocking on doors, either it be through passing out tracts, whatever it might be, getting the gospel out to people so that they can see the Word of God and God the Holy Ghost can begin working in that heart and bringing that heart to Jesus Christ and to the gospel of the grace of God. And eventually, there are those that plant the seed. And the seed is the Word, of course. And there are those that water the seed, and there are those that reap. But we know God does all the work. But we can do any one of those things. I mean, there might be somebody that has been witnessed to a million times, and the Lord brings you across their path just to say one thing to them, or to maybe just pour a little water on that seed that they have dwelling in them before the devil snatches it out of them, and just water that seed, and then it begins to bloom. And then somebody else comes along and reaps it, that soul. You see that thing? But everybody gets part in that soul. A soul can be one. It can be one. You and I are born again, and there are many different people and many different ones that planted seeds, people that watered in us, and eventually the one that reaped us to the Lord Jesus Christ. But we have many different things. You and I don't have the exact same story of how we were born again, but the Lord worked in many different avenues in our lives over years and years and years with that seed and with that water. And then all of a sudden, the reaping came, and you were born again. Souls can be one. They can be one. What are we talking about? We're talking about a soul in relation to soul winning. A soul that wins other souls is wise. A soul can be won. That's not to say that if you don't win souls or haven't ever won a soul that you don't have wisdom. It's saying specifically in the context about soul winning that a soul that wins other souls is a wise soul. And a soul can be won. What else? Well, a soul, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to be sought after. In other words, fished for. You to do it on purpose. Do it on purpose. Because you never know. Just like the Lord told that man that was bragging about storing up his stuff because he had gained so much that he had to tear down his barns and build bigger barns and all that gobbledygook he was talking about. And the Lord told him, you're a fool because tonight your soul's going to be required of you. And we're going to check your soul and see what kind of condition your soul's in, not your bank account. And woe unto that soul. Souls are very important. Souls can be won. A soul that wins other souls is wise. And a soul, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to be sought after, fished for. We're to do it on purpose. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, listen, and he saith unto them, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And he did. Those apostles and those people that followed Jesus, they ended up caring about souls and writing your Bible and telling you how to get saved and bringing us the truth of the Word of God and putting it in written form. Well, we have a whole Bible in front of us that God gives us His mind about everything that we need to know. And the main thing it teaches in there is the gospel of the grace of God and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. People need to be won to the Lord. And Jesus said so. I'll make you followers of me. He said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. In another place, the Lord said to Peter, he said, if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. And what is part of following the Lord? Just like what he just got through said, and I will make you fishers of men. That's one thing the Lord puts in us and wants us to learn and wants us to care about. is winning people to the Lord, getting God's words in people and to people, because it's God's word that liveth and abideth forever, and it's God's words that change that heart and draw that heart to Jesus Christ. It drew yours, didn't it? Wasn't it God's word that drew you to the Lord? God's word is powerful. Some people plant the seed of the word. Some people water that word, and it grows inside people. And then some people come along, and it's just the right time, and that heart is ready, and they reap that soul. In Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16, the Bible says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, we know baptism doesn't have anything to do with being born again at all. It's just included in that. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not, what part of that is the part that damns you? Not believing. But the ones that do believe, and then they are baptized, I mean, they do believe, they're saved, and then they're baptized, yes. But the Lord said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Why? Because he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. You reap the ones that want it, and the word damns the ones that believe not, that don't want it. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8, the Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost parts of the earth." And they were. It got to us, didn't it? I mean, it spread there from Jerusalem, went to Samaria, went outside of Jerusalem to Judea, and went outside Judea to Samaria, and from Samaria went all over the place. The Apostle Paul took it all over the Mediterranean and all over there. And then it came from there over to the United States from Europe and the whole world. Spread just like the Lord said it would. And they obeyed him. But you've been born again. God the Holy Ghost has indwelled you. And you have received power. God the Holy Ghost power. To be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And for the gospel of the grace of God. To tell people what Jesus has done for them. And what Jesus offers them if they'll believe on him. Eternal life. And we are to make every provision that we can in our lives to do what the Lord's asked us to do. And that is to win people to the Lord. A soul in relation to soul winning. We are to win souls. We are to have burdens for souls. How can a Christian that's been born again, that cares about the things of God and trying to obey the Lord, how can that not be part of your conscience? Every person that you bump shoulders with or pass by and happen to have a short smile with people, or maybe even you're looking into people's eyes and just happen to glance at you and you look at it eye to eye or something like that and you never see them again for the rest of their life, there's a soul in there. There's a soul in there. And we got to keep that soul ever much in our minds, brothers and sisters, and in the forefront of our minds and in our hearts, and keep that warm in our hearts. The Bible says, "Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life." And one issue of life is winning souls and caring about souls. You can't be born again and, let me just say that. A born-again person that's sincere and genuine and has learned a little bit about the things of God, and just like you're doing, and you're on purpose being devoted to the Lord and caring about the things of God and caring about His Word, there's a fire burning in you that God the Holy Ghost is keeping lit concerning other people's souls. And the Lord is willing for you to take every opportunity. Whether it said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Lost people glorify God when they see other people, when they see Christians doing the right thing and sacrificing and doing the things that we are meant to do, and behaving the way that we're meant to behave, and discipline the way, and following our Savior. They know that Jesus is real because of His followers. And Jesus has millions of them. Can't say that for all the rest of those so-called prophets and all that sort of business. Acts chapter 20 and verse 24, the Bible says, but none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, the Apostle Paul, so that I might finish my course with joy. That's the way the Apostle Paul thought of his life, as a course. It's running a course. That I might finish my course with joy and the ministry. What ministry? Which I have received of the Lord Jesus. For what? To testify the gospel of the grace of God. I mean, Paul went to heaven. He seen unspeakable things and heard unspeakable things. And the Lord sent him back. And you can imagine him walking around in that old broken up body, in that suffering body of his that had been beaten 5 times, 39 saved, 1, shipwrecked, been whipped, been jailed, been hungry, been naked, all the things that Paul said. But he had to live in that body until the Lord decided for him to come on home. But in the meantime, he said that he was willing to depart. He wanted to leave. He said, but it's not my choice and it's not right now. He said, because it's better that I stay in the body for you. And this right here is one of the reasons that he's talking about, that he resided in the body, that the Lord left him in the body until he brought him home. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear unto myself. So in other words, he wasn't trying to make no big deal out of his life or have any purpose in his life with exception of what he had received from the Lord Jesus Christ, so that I might finish my course with joy and finish right. Finish right. Finish right, Christian. So that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Just tell people about God's grace and what Jesus Christ has provided for all men. All you have to do is believe on His name and call upon Him to save you, and you get eternal life right that very instant of a second, and it's there to stay for all eternity. Nothing can change it. That's the grace of God, the gospel of the grace of God. That's the dispensation we live in. No works, no goody good stuff, no payments, no nothing, nothing required except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's it. And if somebody will have just enough faith and exercise that in Jesus' name and the Word of God and call upon Him to save them, Jesus affords that same promise to every man. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. Amen. What are we talking about? We're talking about a soul in relation to soul winning. A soul that wins other souls is wise. A soul can be won. We're studying about a soul. A soul, according to the Lord Jesus Christ, is to be sought after, fished for. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 16, this is the Apostle Paul again, the Bible says, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of." Why? "For necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." Remember that woe to the soul? Paul said, "Woe to my soul, woe is unto me." Why? "If I preach not the gospel." He said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of." Because he got saved the same way everybody else got saved under his ministry. The same way. "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of." Why? "For necessity is laid upon me." It is a necessity for me to preach the gospel. Woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. That's the way Paul felt about it. And he was no different Christian than you are. He went through the same avenue as you did, receiving the believing on the Lord Jesus Christ. The gospel of the grace of God. He is the apostle to the Gentiles and bringing in the dispensation of the gospel of the grace of God. Everything having to do with salvation through the Old Testament all the way through Acts and all the changes that took place and as far as salvation goes, it ended up being with the Apostle Paul. And that's where it stands 2,000 years later with us, the gospel of the grace of God. And Paul said, "For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel." That's the way he felt about it. And one other scripture here, brothers and sisters, Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 25 says, "A true witness," are you a true witness? I mean, do you tell the truth about witnessing to people? I'm not saying all the time, every time, and nothing like that. I'm just saying, are you a true witness? Are you telling the truth about what happened in your life? Are you telling the truth about what you believe about God? Telling the truth about what you believe about the Word of God? Telling the truth about Jesus Christ being your Lord? And I mean, when you get an opportunity, do you tell the truth? Are you a true witness? Well, here's what the Bible says. A true witness delivereth souls. But a deceitful witness speaketh lies. And that's what we begin this study, this class, talking about. All the liars out there. All the liars. A deceitful witness. They're witnessing about something that's not true. It's a lie. It's false. It's deceit. And the Lord said that a true witness delivers souls. That'd be interesting to find out how many of these people that are telling all these lies and all this nonsense out there and saying the Bible says stuff that it does not say, how many souls they've delivered. I mean, genuinely delivered. People been born again because of it. The Bible says it takes a true witness to deliver souls. Not a liar. Liars do not deliver souls. They speak lies. And they deceive people. That's the Bible. That's what God says. And you being born again and me being born again, sometime in your past before you were saved, you were told some things about God and about the Bible and about this and about that and some different things that you know now were lies and untrue. Since you have found out what the truth is, and a true witness witnessed to you and delivered your soul, you were born again. But all the nonsense that you heard before that could have went anywhere. It was deceit and speaking lies. And that stuff still goes on all over the world and waxing worse and worse and worse. But not with us. We are clinging to God's word, clinging to God's truth, clinging to what saith the Lord, comparing scripture with scripture. Amen? That's what we're doing. Amen. All right, well, we're going to stop right there. We're going to make this a short class, like I said, and now you see why. There's nothing more to say about it. The Bible teaches us that for every reason about our salvation and about us and about our souls, we should care about souls. And not only care about it, but take the opportunities that we have to be a light and shine as lights in the world, like Jesus said. Amen? Amen, brother. Amen, sister. Here's the scriptures for today. You ready? The first one is Psalm chapter 126, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Daniel chapter 12, verse 3. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 30. Matthew chapter 4, verse 19. Mark chapter 16, verse 15 and 16. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts chapter 20, verse 24. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16. And the last one for today's study is Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 25. A soul in relation to soul winning. We should be soul winners and we should care about souls. We should do what we can to bring others into the kingdom of God. And that's a spiritual kingdom. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, God bless you, and I admire you for studying God's Word and being disciplined and continuing on with the Lord and with His Word and just wanting to word a desire to learn God's Word, and not for our glory or anything having to do with us. Like Paul said, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. And necessity is laid upon us to learn God's Word, isn't it? Yes, it is. And to win souls also. Same thing. All right? Or another thing that should be a burden in us. It's Brother Thurman with the ABCs of Christian Growth. I'll talk to you on the next one. We'll talk about abilities of a soul. What does the Bible say about the abilities of a soul in a good way? Talk to you on the next one. Bye-bye.